Censored, huh? I guess these pants were pretty savage. Anyway, the question is, did Jenny do this on purpose? As you probably know, the scenes of Jenny in the nurse's uniform have now been edited out of the Lovesick Girls music video. Shortly after that whole situation on MusiCore, she's wearing pants that have the word censored embroidered on them. A lot of people are speculating that this is a direct response to what happened. But at the same time, you have others who think it's merely a coincidence, especially because they have stylists who also have to coordinate her outfit with the rest of the group. And what are the chances that a day or two later, they just happen to have a pair of pants with the word censored on them? It's more likely that the outfit was put together and tailored well beforehand, and the censored is more referring to the lyrics of the song they're performing, hence my hilarious joke in the beginning. But hey, if you do think it was intentional, my mind can be changed. You know me, I love a good theory. I don't know if we'll ever get a straight answer from Jenny or the stylist team, and even if we were to ask them, I bet she would employ the same answering method Sunmi does for difficult questions. Or we might find out the answer years later in their next documentary. I love a good K-pop documentary. Whether it's the one for Taeyang we got earlier this year, Twice, BTS, Seventeen has a really good documentary, and we now have one for Blackpink on Netflix. There were some eye-opening things in this documentary. One example, so much so that I've seen fans do a complete 180. Everyone has been yearning for a Rosé solo, partly because YG has been talking about it for quite a while to no avail. If you ask them about it, they would probably just respond with, This documentary shines a light as to why that might be. You see Teddy talk about Rosé having a lot of personal stories she wants to tell, but it seems like the one who is most shy to pull that trigger aren't the higher ups, but Rosé herself. It's her respect for the art of music combined with her hesitancy to get vulnerable in the studio that seems to be the reason it's taking some time. But now that fans have been given a sneak peek into her mindset, it's gone from where is Rosé solo to hey, no rush, take all the time you need, we trust you. Another thing that shocked people in Light Up the Sky was Jisoo saying her relatives treated her like an outcast when she was younger, commenting on the way she looks, calling her a monkey.
You should be suspended immediately.
Let me ask you something.
You should be with pay, without pay.
Let me tell you something.
You're just blasphemy.
You're just gonna yell.
How can you, look how cute, oh my god. But you know what, I look at that, hear that, and just see how strong of a woman she is now. How incredibly smart she is, like Teddy stated. That makeup artist that you're watching with her literally has her own shop because Jisoo is the one that convinced her she would be able to do it. With that story and more, I implore you to watch the rest of it. You'll find out why Lisa is so instrumental to the group, not just talent-wise, but morale. At one point, they start talking about what it's going to be like when they have babies, a feeling EXO fans have already experienced with the birth of Chen's baby girl, who this week announced military enlistment. I mean, Chen, not his daughter. Oh my god, no. I think this send-off will be especially emotional knowing he just became a father and a husband not too long ago, but since the details are being kept private, hopefully he'll be able to have a proper goodbye with his wife, his daughter, and his members. We all knew this day would come, but the news about Twice's Jungyeon's upcoming absence felt like it hit out of nowhere. Partly because the pre-promotion period for Twice's comeback has already started, with teaser photos being released every day. They've also been teasing a Japanese song to be released in November with Jungyeon. But this week, JYP released a statement saying Jungyeon will be sitting out of Twice's Eyes Wide Open promotion due to health conditions. More specifically, she's been experiencing psychological anxiety. We just got Mina back with her dealings with anxiety. That being said, it's good that they're allowing her, as they say, sufficient rest along with professional treatments that she needs, but I think they should now also be looking into what the common denominator could be when two members have now had to go on hiatus because of similar reasons. Is overworking a contributing factor? I mean, after their more and more promotions, they had to promote fanfare for the Japanese market, had an online concert, reality shows, and games on YouTube. YouTube, 5th anniversary celebration content, a new collaboration for a game was just announced. I don't know, it just makes me really sad because Jungyeon is one of the strongest members and the girls really rely on her for a lot of things. But now, they can help her get through this together. From the looks of it, I think we will get her voice in the song and she'll probably be in the music video as well, seeing as how they've already completed those things already. Hopefully, I'll have the opportunity to do a theory on their music video or any of the other huge music videos that dropped today, like Seventeen, Luna, a few NCT music videos. For those who don't know, we usually end every video with a breakdown of a new music video that you guys vote on. But I wanted to make sure this poll included the big comebacks from today as well. So we'll definitely do a music video theory for the next video. Follow my Instagram to vote for which one when the poll comes out. And even though there is no theory for this one, I'm still going to end it on a crazy interesting note because of this story going around. I'm sure a lot of you guys watched BTS's online concert recently. I mean, almost a million people watching, my goodness. And you know, at concerts, we tend to get a little rowdy seeing them in person, but this was an online concert. People were watching from home. Well, it seems like these girls from Australia wanted to keep that rowdy vibe alive, but so much to the point where only 20 minutes in, the police actually had to show up at their house. Apparently, the authorities were called in because neighbors heard so much screaming. Either someone's dying or someone's having a party under strict lockdown regulations, which I guess also means you could be risking death these days. Here's the thing, the girls had to prove to the cops that no one was dying nor were there any demons being summoned by showing them BTS's concert on the TV and the little space they made to be able to dance. Could you imagine what would have happened if they screamed dynamite holding this? Now, I know she said the female cop may have been intrigued by BTS, but I don't know. He's the one I'm putting my money on. I mean, he's so intrigued, he took his mask off like, ooh. I would love to see how these two officers reported back to their boss when they returned to the station. So what did you see?